It's time now for the Mission Recognition Podcast here on KCHA. This podcast was put together by a group of 8th graders at the Charles City Middle School.
Hi, my name is Cade Williams, along with my group, Alex Stout, Kale Raziska, and Caden Berry of Mission Recognition from the CC Middle School. We are a group of 8th graders here to tell you about Civil War veterans buried in our local cemetery, Riverside. We chose Civil War veterans because we each have a deep interest in the Civil War. We feel they should be recognized for their service and all they have done for their country. Today's podcast of the week, we will be continuing the story of Captain Seymour McKinley. He never fully recovered from his head injury, but 4 months later, he was sent to Iowa City, where he was put in command of a post. In November 1863, he rejoined his regiment and went to New Iberia. In command of a company, he started out on a raid, but at the first beat of the drum, he uttered an unearthly yell and fell to the ground. He was laid up for a short time again, but soon after, he joined the Red River Expedition, and after the Sabine Crossroad fight, he was sent to New Orleans to return convalescence to Alexandria. At Shaggy Point, he was attacked by 1,500 men and was again shot through the right arm. In the campaign with Sherman at the Battle of Winchester, a bullet was shot into his hip, and he carried it in his hip for 24 years. He then carried the bullet as a pocket piece, and it was one of his highly prized relics of the war. The night following the Battle of Fisher Hill, he was pursuing the enemy down a turnpike, waiting for the echoes of an engagement. As he was plodding up with his men, a volley of artillery struck them square in the front. Among the many killed and wounded, McKinley was shot through the hip twice, and his thigh was broken. He was placed with 12 other wounded men in a cabin when freedom fighters walked up to the door and fired a volley into the dying men. 8 men were killed and at least a dozen holes were shot through McKinley's coat. 14 days later, he was recaptured and taken to Winchester, where the operation of setting his leg was performed. In April 1865, by special act of the War Department, he was discharged from service on account of wounds received in action. You can visit our website, riversideveterans.weebly.com, for more info.